Hey, everybody, welcome to Money and Change, and it's Sunday night. Hey, guess what? It's almost April. That's interesting. A couple days to go, and it's almost April. That'll be great. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And our website, of course, is trimradio.com. And you can check us out any time of the day, because we're on archives too, and we broadcast all over the world. We've got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. And for those of you in Western Ohio, you know, we've got a thunderstorm watch right now. And I had chatted with Victoria Smith down in Tennessee, and she's got bad weather coming in down there. And I guess it's going to be nasty tonight. So make sure you have your safety kits ready. Well, let's get on with the show. We always have to do a disclaimer. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Wow, that's a mouthful. Anyhow, we've got a lot to cover. And I'll tell you what, hopefully the bad weather isn't going to mess with us too much tonight. Because we have a lot of stuff to cover. Let's see what we're going to talk about here. A lot. Anyhow, you've got the big shout out to the Trim Radio Network. And as usual, we cover all the shows and we show you the webpage here, trimradio.com. If you want to check it out, Adventure Waits Around the Bend, you can check that out. And we've got Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We've got Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. We've got Money and Change every Sunday night live until my concert season starts in probably late May, early June, I believe. I've got 6 concerts to play this summer. So you'll get encore editions, which means reruns. But anyhow, we call them encore editions. And also go back to our Facebook page and check it out, because a lot of information will be kept there. We've got Offsides with College Football Top 25. We've got My World every Wednesday night live. And that is live. We don't do reruns there. Well, we might do a rerun here and there. It just depends. You know, sometimes you have a medical emergency and you have to do a rerun. I've only done a couple of those. But anyhow, check us out, My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. We can talk about anything on that. Well, almost anything. As long as there's no cussing, swearing, and you know the drill here. We have a clean radio station. Anyhow, we've got the Positude Podcast. And we've got Riscala's Red Pill Reality Show. You can give me the red pill or the blue pill, but daggone it, Riscala, I want the green pill. I like green. Matter of fact, I'm wearing kind of green today. Reminds me of money. Well, anyhow, we've also got the Natural Marketer Podcast with Victoria Smith. Check her out. She does a great job. If you're a company or your fraternity or sorority or whatever, if you want marketing advice, check her out. She's got some really good tips. Great person. Fantastic. Just check her out, the Natural Marketer Podcast with Victoria Smith. And if you want to do your own show and have some fun, because it is fun, we do have a lot of fun here, all you have to do is go where the blue dot is, click on that. It'll say, hi there, thanks for visiting the Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? Then all you have to do is click on that, and boom, up comes the little thing you fill out, the thingy. And it says, we're here to help with getting your podcast in our network, getting you in contact with show hosts and anything else we can do to help. Just put your name down. Don't forget your area code and your phone number. Put your message there and your email address. That's all you have to do. Just include that. And, you know, if you want to do your own show, hey, let us know. And we'll work some airtime in for you, and we'll give you the ropes. We'll show you how to do things. And it's very easy to do. And the equipment that you have, all you need really is a computer with a camera and a good sound system. And that's what works. So you can click on that. And when you do, somebody gets back with you right away. And then also somebody will talk to you live later on. So that's that part. Now, what's going on? You know, we've got the radio network here. You can listen now. You click on that. You see the live stream or the past episodes. That's the archives. We have our partner with the radio show. You can host a show or you can advertise with Trim. You can support the station and you can donate or you can shop the merchandise. You click on that. Oh, let's see what we have today. The Trim Radio Network Men's New Blend Hooded Sweatshirt. We've got spot on air advertising time. We've got Make It Right Vote of 2024. Why is that on here? The vote's over with. Well, anyhow, we've got Money and Change ceramic mug. I'd like to have a ceramic mug that changes color. And it just morphs into maybe $1,000 bill or $10,000 bill. But I don't know whose face we'd put on it. Not mine. Anything but mine. We'll have to work that one out. Anyhow, we also have Cut the Bull Custom Pin Buttons. We've got the Red Pill Reality Show 11-ounce black mug. We've got the Trim Radio Network ceramic mug. And we've got Cut the Bull Women's Ideal Racer Back Tank Tops. And, of course, mouse pads. Everybody has to have mouse pads. And there are clocks and the water bottles and everything else. Just check it out, okay? That helps support the station because every time somebody buys something from our little store, all that money goes into supporting the show. And airtime ain't cheap. Well, I should say isn't cheap. But a lot of people around here says it ain't cheap. Well, it isn't. And so all that money goes into buying airtime. None of the hosts here are paid to do anything. So that's the deal. So you can see what the Trim Radio Network has. Let's go to the Money and Change Facebook page. Yes, we do have a Facebook page. All you have to do is go to www.facebook.com/groups/money and change. That's all you have to do. And this is updated several times during the week. And if by chance we have an encore edition, things will be posted here. Now, what I've done, and you can see a lot of our members here, and a big shout out to Jerry, because Jerry contacted me before the show. He said, hey, I'm watching the show tonight. Well, he says that every show I do, Jerry is always watching. So a big shout out to Jerry. And we have a lot of different members here. It's easy to do. Just ask us. We'll get you in the membership list. It doesn't cost anything. And, you know, you get all the updates and so forth. So what we had, well, you know, I posted a few things like make that money. How do you like that one? Well, that's a three-toed sloth. But what I did down in the comment section, I have a lot of the stuff we're going to cover tonight. Okay, the red flags that suggest your credit card debt is out of control. We've got that one. We've got struggling to save money, 5 tips. We've got how to deposit cash into a bank account. This is the income needed to be a middle class in every state and follow the money. This is a hot one. I just found this one probably about 2 hours before the show. And it's an ex-Wall Street Journal journalist reveals 24 organizations that are funding Tesla takedown madness. Oh, if that can be proven true, somebody is going to be paying a lot of big money. Maybe Musk will give out free Teslas if he wins. Who knows? But you can check out all that stuff. And last week I did the same thing, and all you have to do is check that out. Also, I put different things, 10 ways to save big on groceries. Is this the Great Reset with the Prepper Princess? The last episode on Rumble. And as soon as this show is over with, I will take and post that on this page. So if you, for some reason, have missed the shows, you can always check it out on Rumble here. Of course, you know, like I said, we're on Rumble. We're also on YouTube and Spotify. So check out the page. It's a lot of information there, and it's open to the public to view. And you want to join, just let me know, okay? But that's all you have to do. Wow, another big shout out goes to the University of Findlay. It was Giving Day. You know, show me the money. And of course, they were promoting that. The University of Findlay is not a public school. Okay, it's a private school, but it's a good one. I mean, a very good one. And if you want to get a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree in different fields, you can do that at the University of Findlay. And I'll tell you what, it's a good school. They have three campuses in Findlay. One is the Hazardous Materials Campus. And then they have the Equestrian Campus, and pre-veterinary studies are out there. And then the main campus in Findlay, Ohio. And Findlay, Ohio is an all-American city. And it's about 40, 42,000 people. And the University of Findlay is right on Main Street. And I believe 224 would be probably the closest you can get to the campus. You get off I-75 on 224, go east. And when you get to Main Street, make a right and you're there, okay? Check the school out. It's one of Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges, according to Money Magazine. It's 19 consecutive years, best colleges, U.S. News and World Report, and the best colleges in America in 2024, Money Magazine. You really want to check them out. And if you take a look at their academics and we click on that, wow, like I said, undergraduate, graduate, non-degree, and online learning. If you want to check out the campus life, nice dorms, nice facilities. They have videos about everything, academics, resident life, clubs and organization, athletics, some of the service things that they do, and their dining plans. It's a pretty good deal. If you go on athletics, it's an NCAA Division II school. Takes a while to get there. It's always a delay when I do this, but you can take a look at what they have there on campus. And they have Indianapolis Intercollegiate is going to be coming up March 31st. Let's see. Men's golf will be there. They have women's golf, baseball, women's tennis, men's tennis. The track team, hey, they went to the Nationals, and the ladies came up second place in the 100-yard dash, and they were like 0.6 hundredths of a second from taking the Nationals for that. They sent 17 people to the Nationals, and that's great. And Findlay's a good sports school, and so you can check them out on their page, okay? Check them out, University of Findlay, www.findlay.edu, located in Findlay, Ohio. It's a good school, decent prices. And Dr. Kathy Fell is the president of the university, and she's done a fantastic job, as well as the professors and the students. A lot of the students there are international students, too. So you get a chance to meet people from all over the world there. Wow, Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. Here's some more of Phil's custom pens. And all you have to do is tell them your idea. You just let them know at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. And he will go ahead and do the design work. You tell him what you want. He'll do the design work. You finalize the design, and he makes the pens. Now, Phil has made pens at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks for Walt Disney World in Florida. He's made them for trade shows. He's made them for trade shows in Japan. Other places, he makes the blanks, the center section, and you can finish your own pen if you want. He does a lot of stuff, and he's very good, and everything that you get is in a presentation case, and it's very nicely done, too. He has a great Second Amendment pen, and I think I showed that the last time. But here's why. Whose kid is that? I don't know. But anyhow, he does a lot of custom pens. Here's the Second Amendment pen, and you notice the action at the top. You basically cock it like you would a rifle, and that triggers the action in the pen. Beautiful stuff. I mean, Phil does a fantastic job. He does stuff for military designs, all kinds of stuff. I mean, he's good at what he does. If you're an Air Force person, hey, there you go. But check him out, Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. He's on Facebook. And you can contact him if your company, sorority, business, school, college, university, club, you want a presentation pen for a member, then that's what you do. You contact Phil, tell him your thoughts on the design. He'll work something up. You approve it. And guess what? You'll have pens. Good guy, and he makes really good things. Wow, what's going on around here? Oh, yeah, I told you that we might have a storm coming through. And this is the Wonder Map, Weather Underground. And I was looking at this today, and Vicki was telling me that she was getting some bad storms and tornado watches up until 1 a.m. down in Tennessee. And it looks like coming over to Western Ohio, I think we are going to have some storms probably about 8 o'clock. Hopefully they don't come sooner because they're supposed to be nasty. And I don't want to have a fried computer, if you know what I mean. Well, anyhow, guys, we've got a lot of other stuff going on. The Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. Check them out on YouTube. The Deep South Homestead and Pecan Grove. Danny and Wanda King, good people. Check them out on YouTube. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler, check him out. Patriot Nurse, you want to learn a little bit about keeping healthy and herbs and stuff. Rachel's a good person, so you want to check her show out. Also, we've got Prepper Princess with Amber Stork, self-made millionaire. Check her out because she tells you how to live within your means or beneath your means and shows you how to save money. Also, we've got LDS Prepper with David Gilmore, and you know that I always talk about the GMRS radios. These are good radios, and I'll tell you what, they're not bubble wrap radios. You can get those at Wally World. But this is a Ocean 935G Plus. It's W-O-U-X-U-N, and it's got a Nagoya 771G antenna. With this radio, I can talk to people 35 miles away in Dayton, Ohio, and get on a repeater and talk at least 90 miles again. And it's interesting. I've talked to people in Indiana before, Central Ohio, sometimes Southern Ohio. It's a good setup when you get on a repeater. And it depends on your geography, where you're at. But I'll tell you what, these are good radios. And David Gilmore got me started on these things. Now, I'll tell you what. The license is $35. It's good for 10 years. They give you a call sign, and anybody in your family can use the radio. Just behave and follow the rules. That's what you have to do. Wow. Well, there you can see the weather and what's going on there. So we're going to get off of that, but be prepared. Oh, do you have a storm kit? Do you have flashlights? Is your cell phone charged? Do you have your GMRS radio with a good antenna on it? Do you have water? Emergency food? Whether it's freeze-dried or it's canned? Do you have at least 3 gallons of water per person per day in your household? Do you have the appropriate clothing for the weather? How about blue tarps for your roof, just in case something blows off? They're not that expensive. You can go to Home Depot or Lowe's. Even Walmart has them. Check them out. Okay? So much for that. But you better have your kit ready and be ready to take cover when you need to take cover. Well, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, that was one community service thing. Here's the other one. SpaceX is offering Starlink to Myanmar, Thailand, after 1,000 dead in massive earthquake. And this was in, what was it? Net Zero Hedge. I was going to say Net Zero. No, it's Zero Hedge. And it said SpaceX announced on Friday it is prepared to provide Starlink kits to assist with communications and relief efforts in Thailand and Myanmar, which was Burma, after more than 1,000 people were killed in a 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck that country earlier in the day. And I'll tell you what, I've seen Starlink before, and I kind of like it. A friend of mine has it. And we got to watch football at New Year's Eve with that. It was great. Great pictures. But we do have some listeners, believe it or not, in Myanmar. And we also have listeners, South Africa, India. We've got listeners in Europe. We've got listeners in North America, Canada. Gee whiz, but we don't have anybody in Iceland. So if you're in Iceland and you're watching the show, hey, let me know, okay? There's one thing, if you want to watch international TV too, go to tv.garden, G-A-R-D-E-N. You can watch all kinds of TV shows, different languages too. I found it interesting. I really did. But anyhow, SpaceX is going to do Starlink to Myanmar. So that's a heads up there. Wow, what else is going on? EU publishes delusional 72-hour bug-out bag video in preparation for you-know-what. I've heard a lot of that lately. People are just saying, oh, it's going to get nasty. Why does it have to get nasty? We don't have to do certain things. I mean, people can live to be friendly in the sandbox. We can play friendly in the sandbox. All we have to do is just treat each other with respect. That's it. But no, there are some people out there that would cause some problems. Hopefully it comes back and haunts them, if you know what I mean. But the European Union was saying, you know, you need to have a 72-hour bug-out bag. And the article's there. And this is what they were saying. And here's the video. You can watch that.
If you keep an eye on my social network channels, I will be publishing a video that might already have been published on a 72 hours self-sufficiency and a survival handbook. There's one here, actually. This is one Sweden publishes. We've taken that as a source of inspiration. I traveled a lot. Well, I have traveled a lot since I took up my post, as I said, to see what's been done in Finland, Sweden, and elsewhere. There was a survey which showed that our citizens are informed about the risks and dangers which they might face to different extents in different countries. And obviously the geopolitical situation varies from country to another. Finland has a border with Russia of more than 1,000 kilometres. Spain, Portugal, Greece are more concerned by wildfires. Belgium, different situation again. We don't know what the threats might be, even though we have had floods here in Belgium too. So basically, we are saying to member states, look, 72 hours self-sufficiency is what we recommend. Water, food in cans or tins, lighting, some waterproof package, your medicines, your ID documents, radio, long wave radio, so you can keep in touch with others. I've been in Ukraine a lot, actually, to see what they were doing, because obviously they are in the front line when it comes to having to be creative because they're under attack. There are applications which exist in Ukraine which makes it possible to see what's approaching in the skies. Is it a drone? Is it a missile? Do you have to go straight to a shelter? Do you have to just duck under a table? So lots of lessons learned, really, from partners and by partners within the EU and Canada countries and globally as well. I was in Bangladesh. We have agreements with countries in Latin America as well, who are dealing with natural disasters on a recurrent basis, cyclones and so on. So we have discussions, administrative agreements, where it's basically a mutual learning exercise, because we know that the pandemics, natural disasters, wars as well, sometimes unfortunately have an impact which goes beyond borders.
Wow. Boy, she talks so fast, I couldn't even follow. And I know a little bit of French. I know a little bit of German. I think I just majored in English when I was in school. But you can see what's going on. And you notice that pamphlet that was being shown was in English. It's amazing. People up in Norway and Finland and Sweden and Denmark and Germany, Belgium, even parts of France, they all know English. I think somebody went to Belarusia that I've seen, and their second language is besides Russian, is English. It's amazing. I can't read their writing, but they do speak in English. Maybe not excellent English, but, you know, hey, if it's good enough to get around, that's fine. Next thing we've got, oh, gee whiz, if I would just put the title here. Oh, how much credit card debt is too much? How much credit card debt do you have? Do you have a lot? Well, this article might be for you. I'll tell you what, I don't. I always pay off the bill. I hate getting interest charges, especially when the card is like 19 and 21%. And that's not good. So, you know, I try to pay in cash as much as I can. And when I get a bill for a credit card, I pay it off. I don't mess around. Well, anyhow, this article was up, and they said basically credit cards have many benefits, flexible financing, reward programs. One of them that I have gives me 3%. The other one has 2. I wish they could give me 5. I would really enjoy that one. And you can earn bonuses and credits and all that kind of stuff. And carrying a large balance month to month results in high interest charges, making it harder to repay what you owe. And if you fall behind on payments, you'll be able to be on the hook for late fees. And late fees will kill you too. So you have to watch that. How much credit card debt is too much? Your credit utilization and the percentage of take-home pay you spend on debt could offer some insight into whether your credit card balance is too high. And high credit utilization, your credit utilization is the amount of revolving credit you use relative to what's available to you. For example, let's just say you have $15,000 in total available credit across all your cards, and your outstanding balances are, well, let's say $5,000. In this case, your credit utilization would be around 33%. And generally, experts recommend a utilization below 30%. And I know some people that are out there that probably 50, 60, 70%. And that's not good. Some people, in the past, I've known some of my friends in college. They had 7 credit cards. They were all maxed out. I mean, they were deep in debt. And I told them, I said, you have to get with a financial specialist to be able to combine those and get the lowest possible rate that you have, or start paying down on your big card as much as you can, whatever your percentages are, try to get rid of it. They eventually did. Debt to income ratio, you know, beside your credit utilization, your total monthly debt payments can also determine whether you have too much credit card debt. And this calculation should indicate and include your car loan, mortgage, and other loan payments. I keep things simple. I don't have a mortgage. I don't have a car loan. And I pay off everything in cash as much as I can. If it's a large purchase, sure, I'm going to put it on a credit card and then pay it off when it comes due. If I can't pay it all off on one payment, I will only go two payments, and that's it. No more than that, because I don't like paying the interest. I like using the card, but I don't like paying the interest. You know, if you pay significantly more than all that in a 28 to 36 rule, 50% of your monthly income, for example, could be a sign your debt is too high. You know, I always tell people, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, be able to purify and store water, make sure you have all your meds, make sure you have vitamins, make sure you have a good first aid kit and everything else. And they say, oh, you're a prepper. No, I'm just common sense. Because if you don't have things and then you have an emergency, then you're in trouble. And you can't depend on the federal government to bail you out. That's been proven time and time again. So when the stuff hits the fan, you're on your own, basically, okay? And if your neighbors are good people too and you all work together, you can get through it. Well, another sign that your credit card debt is too high, you have high interest charges, and your debt could be on track to becoming unmanageable. Late payments, missing payments, or paying late is another red flag. Maxed out cards, inability to afford other bills. You know, I've gone to Walmart, better known here as Wally World, and I've seen people charge off $200 in food on their card, and I don't know whether they pay it off each month or they carry stuff over. It's a dangerous thing. Other consequences, you could have significantly difficult repaying debt, inability to manage other bills, financial anxiety, stress. How am I going to pay the bills and feed the family? Okay, strategies to pay down your card debt. Alter your budget. Live beneath your means. Put some money aside every pay to pay down your bills. Set up an emergency fund. Create a repayment plan once you've altered your budget and devise a plan for repaying your credit card debt. And pay it off as soon as you can. Consolidate with a personal loan. I'd be careful on that one, but you can consolidate with a personal loan and pay off all your cards. Don't use them again. Cut them up and pay on that loan. I hate to do that. It'll be cheaper interest, but I don't know. Apply for a balance transfer credit card. 0% introductory offer. Wait before buying. Stick to your budget. A lot of people don't stick to the budget. Do you go to the grocery store and you make a mental list and you always buy extra stuff? I always write stuff down that I need. I look at that list, and I try to memorize that list, and then I go to the grocery store and I buy things. And then when I get home, I check what I bought versus that list. And generally, I'm right on. I spend only buy only what's on that list. Occasionally, you know, you see something you might want. One item is not bad. Just don't come back with 20 or 30 items. And, you know, they talk about credit cards and they introduce that, but there are a lot of places you can read, and that's also on the website. This one, see, they're always advertising here. How to start saving money from scratch. You know, they always say have 20% left over at the end of the month. And that 20% you can put into different things. You can put 5% of it into a special emergency fund savings account. You can put another 5% in something else. And you can create envelopes. And you put the money in those envelopes each month. And it builds up. You don't touch those envelopes. And that's one way of doing it. But we have this on our Facebook site. You can check it out. And they're saying adults in the U.S. struggle with saving money. And 35% of respondents in a recent survey, Yahoo Finance, said they are very or completely dissatisfied with how much money saved in 2024. And one third said they couldn't cover bills for even 1 month if they lost their income. If you lost your income, how soon would you be back into employment? You know, if your boss came in today and said, here's your pink slip, you're fired. Have a nice day. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. We got a problem. And you go home and then how am I going to live? How am I going to feed the family? How can I afford gasoline to go look for jobs? It's a struggle. And in some cases, you don't get paid for 2 weeks when you go to a new job. They withhold that. And you have to survive on that. Well, anyhow, there are reasons on how they get you to do things. How to start saving money. Start small. Automate it. Sometimes you can get automatic deductions taken out of your check from your employer. Choose the right bank account. Find the right bank that's out there. You know, if they're giving out 4% APY, that might be good. If they're giving 5, that's even better. 5.5 is fantastic. That's about as much as you're going to get. About 5.5. And that's only at certain banks. And they'll have specials and so forth. You know, you want to review all your purchases. You know, go without streaming services for a few months. I have cable TV, but I also have antennas. And I'm trying to decide whether or not I want to use the antenna and say goodbye cable and just keep the internet and phone, or cut the ties altogether and go with somebody else. I'm tired of paying $300 a month for what I got. Pack sandwiches instead of buying lunch at work or on the go. Delete all retail apps from your phone and buy clothing items you need at secondhand stores on sale. You can do that. You want to increase your savings as much as you can. Like I said, some people use the 80-20 rule. They take the 80% and that's your car payment, your house payment, your food, clothing allowance, anything left over, about 20 to 25%. That goes into savings. And then you divide those up into different envelopes where you want to put your money. And you don't take out of that set of envelopes unless you absolutely need to. Find a good bank. They're worth it. Wow, what else is going on? This thing keeps moving things up and down. I wish I could just keep them all in one spot. How to deposit cash into a bank account. Have you gone into different places? Kroger's here in Ohio used to have a bank in their stores. They don't anymore. Walmart used to have some banking services, and I don't think they have any of those anymore. I imagine the banks weren't making any money, so that's why they pulled those out, or else the big businesses that allowed them some space said, well, it's not really worth it to have you here. But this is from Yahoo Finance, how to deposit cash into a bank account. And they go through that, and I've got that on the Facebook page. And you can take a look at it. You know, why deposit cash into your bank account? They're saying in many situations, depositing cash into your bank account may be necessary. Well, yeah, a lot of us have electronic deposits. But let's say somebody gives you maybe $50 you want to put it in the bank. You have to do it. You know, maybe you have bills to pay and it may not be possible to pay with cash. So you're going to use your checks or credit cards. And, you know, if you don't have enough money in your bank account, you might have some cash that would bring your balance high enough to cover your expenses. It's a good article. You really want to check it out. A big concern is carrying a large amount of cash with you, and it can be risky, especially if you're frequently on foot and using public transportation. And depositing cash into your bank account keeps your money safe from theft or loss. Remember this, if you carry more than $300 in your wallet and somebody robs you, they're going to get charged with a felony because the first thing the officer is going to say, were you carrying more than $300? I'd be nodding my head. Not that I carry that, I don't. But that way it's a felony and they're going to go track somebody with a felony more than a person with petty theft. So, you know, that's one thing to consider there. Some people use their credit cards all the time and then pay the bill when it's due, and that's fine and dandy. But what happens if you get into a situation where they don't take credit cards? Have you ever had that situation? You know, today I was at Wally World, better known as Walmart, and I just went in to get a couple items, and I thought, oh, there's a checkout line, and by golly, there's nobody in it. I'll just pull in there. And then I saw the sign, credit cards only. And the guy was standing there like twiddling his thumbs. He didn't know what to do. And finally, this gal in the next aisle over said, come on over here, I'll take care of you. So I pulled in there, paid cash, and I'm out the door. And then you have Kroger's. Our local Kroger's, I don't know. I go in there and they've changed things around. They used to have the self-checkout line at one end, and now they put it at each end of the checkout line. So you have the self-checkout, maybe 5 or 10 machines, and then you have the checkout lines where you're lucky if you find 2 of them open, and they have maybe like 8 lanes. And then they have another 10 self-checkouts at the other end. I don't know why they do it that way. Some people like it. I don't know. It's like, I ought to get paid for doing self-checkout. Because you're actually working there, you know. But there are different options as far as depositing your cash into a bank. You know, you can visit the branch. Hey, everybody does that. They go through the drive-thru or they walk in and say, howdy. You can use an ATM. I don't like depositing cash in an ATM. I really don't. It's just me. I'd rather hand my money to a person. And let's see here. Partner with a retail store. You can do that. Alternatives are listed here. So you want to check that out. These are the best states for house flipping. Have you ever flipped a house? I don't mean pick it up and toss it over your shoulder. That's an impossibility. Maybe a dog house. Maybe a cat. Not cat house. I won't go there. Anyhow, people buy houses, they fix them up, and then they resell them. And that's called flipping a house. Well, anyhow, Zero Hedge came out with this list. And let's see who had that one. Oh, Badeloff Shows, a study from the Badeloff. And there's a link to it. But anyhow, they're saying Vermont, average remodeling price is $33,100. Recently, houses sold for $100,000 or per 100,000 people, 6,230. Average hours sale price or house sale price is 87,900. Average days on the market, 32, and the score is what they call 99%. And you go on down, you look at Delaware, Rhode Island, Hawaii, Connecticut, Virginia, North Carolina, Massachusetts. I know where I live. I like to call it Wrinkle City. A lot of old people here. We got some young ones too. But the houses here, you go ahead and advertise them for sale, and you'll sell them in 2 weeks. In some cases, in a week. That's kind of unheard of. But that's possible. And so, you know, people come in and they want to remodel the house and make it their own. Hey, that's fine and dandy. Some people say, well, I'm going to remodel before I sell because I get higher value on it. Which reminds me, Cliff High. I've corresponded with the guy several times, and I watched some of his postings on YouTube and Rumble, mainly on Rumble. And he was telling me some stuff today. He said Mercury retrograde. I didn't know he was into astronomy or whatever it is. He was saying that there's a lot of tension that's rising, and we can kind of see that. That's a no-brainer. He says possibility of dollar decline. There's more printed money out there than we know of. Oh, thanks, Democrats and liberal Republicans. He's saying, you know, you want to look into gold and silver and Bitcoin and XRP and something called Monero, whatever that is. And he said April 10th, we could have a property crash and no loans. And I'm thinking, how long has he been accurate? As far as I know, Cliff is probably 90% accurate. So I'd be watching the papers and following some of the financial stuff on the internet. But he is saying that tensions are going to rise and it's going to get worse between now and next October, November. I hope he's wrong, but generally Cliff is right on the money. Wow, we've got something else going on here. Let's see what we have here in the housing market.
Concerns about a possible recession, but according to a new study from First American, there could be a silver lining to a contracting economy here, and it could make housing more affordable for buyers who have been facing mortgage rates between 7 and 6%. Here with more. And this breakdown, we've got our own Danny Romero. All right, so what do past recessions tell us about the housing market?
So history has shown us that the housing market can be resilient during challenging times. There's new analysis from First American that shows us that past recessions have varying effects on home sales. So for example, in 2020, home sales fell dramatically due to the pandemic shutdown, but the drop in sales was really short-lived. The housing market quickly recovered during this time due to the record low mortgage rates and also the strong demand. The housing market's performance really relies on two factors. That is the cause of the recession and also the Federal Reserve's moves. So the Fed usually lowers mortgage interest rates when the economy slows down to stimulate growth. And as a result, mortgage rates could decline, helping the housing activity, right? So if we take a look at where we are today, mortgage rates have drifted lower from their highs of 7%, but they remain steady around that 6.6%. And economists at Wells Fargo expect that mortgage rates will remain at their current levels due to the economic uncertainty that is happening. But the Fed did signal 2 rate cuts this year. So we'll have to wait and see how the market really responds to these dynamics that are happening right now.
So would a recession be good, dare I say, for the housing market? Just not necessarily mean a crash.
Lower rates will stimulate the housing market. It'll bring buyers and sellers that have been really hesitant back into the market. And overall, Brad, the housing market has been sluggish. We've seen ups and downs, and so this would really move the needle here.
All right, Danny, we're going to continue to track this closely. Hopefully, we don't need a recession in order for the housing market to be stimulated, but of course, we're continuing to monitor all the data that spells out the trends. Thanks so much.
Talk to me about where you've seen the tech trade going. I mean, NVIDIA in particular.
What is going on here? Let's get back to me. If I can get back to what did I do? Oh my goodness. I hit the wrong button again. Buttons and I do not get along. Well, we've also got some other stuff too that I got to cover. And we've got to do that. And we've got about 7 minutes and 40 seconds. Hopefully I can cover everything, guys. Well, let's see what we've got. Oh, the U.S. debt clock. Remember, I always tell you guys about the debt clock, and I always talk about it. And you'll say, well, gee whiz. Well, that's moving it. It's doing some crazy. There's some crazy stuff. There we go. The national debt right now is $36,663,141,000,000 and climbing. That's about $107,210 per citizen. And for us taxpayers, it's $323,048. I don't know about you, but I don't have that spare cash to give the government. They're also tracking the Department of Governmental Efficiency. And right now, they have saved up $261 billion plus, which is about $2,327 per taxpayer. Now, some people get really upset about, oh, we're going to economize and we're going to do this, that, and the other, because the government has gotten too fat for a long time. And a lot of people just push papers and they don't know what they're pushing. They just say, oh, these are the numbers we have to turn in, so we have to do the numbers. Do they really care? Who knows? But here they are. They're spending and spending and spending. And somebody was finding out that there were automatic spending machines. I guess they print their own money and spend from it. Anyhow, check out the usdebtclock.org. It's got a lot of stuff there for you. Okay, you can also go to the Doge page, and they're telling what has been in review and not implemented or implemented, whatever, and odds on doing things. And they talk about a lot of different things. And it's amazing what they find out, that the government's really inefficient. And they're wasting a lot of money. And if they have the statistics on that and they can prove it, then let's go ahead and make the government efficient. For example, the Department of Education. Some people are moaning about that. Well, you take the people in the Department of Education, you say, well, you're going to go back to your respective states and help out there. And we're not going to waste money. Here in D.C., we're going to go ahead and send it back to the states. Let the states handle it, because that's what they're supposed to do under the Constitution. A lot of people ought to read the Constitution, because it's there for a purpose. But you can take a look at the different things at the DogeTracker.com. You know, a lot of people ask me, they say, hey, Stu, my debt's all paid off. I don't really owe anybody anything, and I've got a small savings thing. What can I do? Well, if you want to increase that, buy long-term food, be able to purify water, store it on hand, and you know, make sure that you're prepared. And that's one way of looking at it. And let's say you want to put an investment. I don't give investment advice. That's not my bailiwick, but I will tell you one thing. Anytime we get into a problem with the economy, and people have extra money around because they've learned to budget, they like to put it in different tangible things you can hold. Not Bitcoin. You can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't spend it, really. So they put it into gold, silver, or platinum. And palladium's involved in manufacturing, and palladium's from Russia. But I take a look at silver.com and APMEX and a lot of different places. And if I want to buy some precious metals to hedge off inflation or whatever, I will do that. Gold right now, according to APMEX, is $3,099.90 an ounce. And the price on that today is up $28.70. Silver, poor man's gold, $34.38 an ounce. Now that's gone down about 29 cents today. Now these prices during the week, they change probably every 20 minutes or so. And you can find ways to follow them. And you can buy from Kitco, you could buy from APMEX, silver.com. Just make sure they're reputable. Make sure you have a good place to lock them up and store them, okay? And if you're going to buy gold, 10th-ounce coins are great because you can barter with those. You don't want to get a whole gold bar. You can't even pick it up, let alone put it in your pocket. And just a heads up on that. Oh, what's going on? Oh, middle class. Oh, we've got much more to go, but I don't have that time. Middle class income in every U.S. state, and here in Ohio, the middle class is making $45,000 a year up to $136,000 a year. You can check that one out on Zero Hedge. Check out the chart. Here's some funny ones. Pennsylvania municipalities are crying poor after COVID relief funds finally dry up. Yeah. What did they do with all the funds that they got? Were they just used to spending things? How about their budget? And they were saying here the 25-26 budget, just 2.3% of Governor Josh Shapiro's $430 million request for the agency. They're asking for an additional $10 million bucks. Well, where did all the money go to? Okay. There's an article that you need to take a look at, Paper Promises, Golden Truths. You know, when our country was on gold and silver, we were really in good shape. But then after Richard Nixon decided to put us on, that was a fiat currency, wasn't it? Paper money? Paper money is just worth paper. And in Zimbabwe, you can take a look at one of their bills. And if our dollar keeps declining, I'd hate to see a U.S. $10 million or $100 million bill. That's ridiculous. Read that one about paper promises and golden truths, because gold is worth keeping. Maryland Democrats pass a sleep tax. Yeah, thinking tax next. You want to check that article out on Zero Hedge. Yeah, they decided to do a sleep tax. I guess it's a tax on mattresses. So you buy a mattress, there's going to be an extra tax on that. What are you supposed to sleep on, huh? Oh, God. Sometimes I think some of the Democrats are loony. Okay, I know some that are really good people. But then the liberal Democrats are really loony. Follow the money. Wall Street Journal journalist reveals 24 organization funding Tesla. Take down madness. Gee, if they are promoting that, that makes them an accessory to the crime. And if they can find out who all is doing this and they have the proof to prove it, Musk could be even richer. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got for this week with Money and Change. You have a good week. We will see you next Wednesday, or this coming Wednesday, for My World at 8 p.m. and next Sunday for Money and Change. Have a good week. Save your money. Spend wisely.